have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Shout out D on the track, Paint Music Media. Shout out DJ Lee Productions, and I'm Al Care. But if you a game changer, got my head. My grind on high, win, lose, and draw. I'ma ride till I die. I go hard in that lane. My God is the aim. Put me in, coach, and watch me change the game. Cause I'm a game changer, I'm a game changer. I'm a game changer, 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 I'm a game changer. I'm full court press, I pledge allegiance to the best, ain't nothing left to give it that reverence that the father gets. So every day I work the sweat, can get a flesh, another rest. They say go hard or go home, I say just do whatever's best. It's evident I'm blessed and I work like it. Fight like a Viking, fight like a lichen. The difference is I like it, so I shine like I'm lightning. So I'm going head to head with certain tests, who you liking? Yeah, so it's time for coach to put me in. I'm strapping on my shoulder pads, lacing up my cleats, and then I'm gone with the wind. Like I'm gone in 60 seconds, you can't hold me, you can't check me. Check the memo, check the message running through. Like I'm baddest, I'm trucking whoever's standing in my way. Ain't no way you gon' stop me, you better off to let me in. Cause I go hard, even though they say no way that I could win. Like I'm Brett Favre, I'ma ride this game, my head to the sky. My grind on high. Win, lose, and draw. I'ma ride till I die. I go hard in that lane. My God is the aim. Put me in, coach, and watch me change the game. Cause I'm a game changer. 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 Yeah, I told you once before, my God came to change the game. Different outlook, hope to life, a different way to play the lane. Now my rushing yards just got rocketing, now I'm so insane. For the kingdom building, now my shot, it cannot be contained. So I'm gon' pray for change, for myself and then what I can. I don't need no euros or no pesos or no money grams. Shout out to Wado, cause I know that he gon' play this fam. The FCA sports camp, game changer, summer jam. I don't need 100 grand to tell him that they need the lamb. It's heaven, it's just who I am. Alchem, this where I stand. Man, I'm gon' play the fist. Hit too deep and turn it quick. It's like I'm out from the trap to turn around, get back in it. Never that's insane. It's heaven that your butt they chain. Like I'm Jack Johnson, the same year he changed his name. So I sacrifice my life for the cause, just to win. And if you a game changer, let me see you my head. My grind don't high. Win, lose, and draw. I'ma ride till I die. I go hard in that lane. My God is the aim. Put me in, coach, and watch me change the game. Cause I'm a game changer. 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 Now put me in, coach. 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 I'ma go hard.
I'ma go hard. I'ma go hard.
I'm a game changer, 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 I'm a game changer.
Wow, that's it right there. I'm a game changer. Welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Trey. Put me in, coach. Because that's what I am. I am a game changer. Welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And I'm here to tell you, wow, it has been quite the week. But here we are back yet again. And you know what? I know I say it a lot. I say it quite often. Matter of fact, I think I say it all the time. But I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it that last time or the time that was the last time I said would probably be the last time. I missed you guys. And I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share it with me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't shout out the lovely Miss Kimberly Robinson and Elation for giving me such a wonderful platform in which I can use to help so many people to reach out and just touch somebody. Yes, indeed. And I must read the disclaimer. It simply states, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for you because you all need help. You all are messed up. Something wrong with you. And that's what I do. I fix what's wrong. See, I uncomplicate what's complicated. Here we go. This first segment tonight for Sunday with Nuts with Dre is the, well, it's a segment I always dedicate to the kids because the children are the future. And I just believe that right now, based on some of the things I see with these kids, the future is on shaky ground, but we still got time to save them, y'all. Now, this segment is called Whose Baby Is That? Because you know what? Out of the mouth of babes, now that's in the Bible, out of the mouth of babes come the truth. But now, sometimes out of the mouth of babes, it may not be the truth because, well, the parents are so full of it. I'm just done with right there. Whose baby is that? I was inspired to do that because, you know what, there's just a lot of kids out here. They acting up. They just terrible. They look a mess. They act in a mess. They sound a mess. And they full of mess. And it's not them. It's the parents. The parents are horrible. This not every parent, but a lot of y'all out there just horrible. And it reflects in the children. I'm telling you. Now, let me tell you something. This baby could be your baby. It could be a family member's baby, could be a friend's baby, a coworker's baby, a stranger that you see in the streets, baby. Someone you see at the local grocery store or at the bank. Someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful, hot, sunny day. Y'all better get on some shade or get in some air conditioning. This heat'll kill you. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people that's like, hey, you wrong for having your baby come out the house looking like that, acting like that, smelling like that, wearing that. Now, let me tell you something. If you don't recognize any of these and any of the babies you know, that's because all of them are tied to you and your baby. And you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You're a horrible person. You're a terrible parent. Choke yourself till you pass out. Go roller skating and rush out with traffic. Anyway, here we go. Whose baby is that? Number one, whose baby is that? Got a boogie in their nose so big, it looked like somebody pulled the shades down in their nostril. Let me tell you something. If your baby got a boogie in his nose, looks so big, it looked like a blinder, come on now. Clean the baby nose. You know what? If you don't want to clean your baby nose and take a napkin, you know what you do? You get your shot back and put it in there and you suck that boogie out, okay? Come on, y'all. Do better, parents. Number two, whose baby is that? Hair so nappy, you got to give them Benadryl just to comb it. So, in other words, you got to darn near knock them unconscious to comb their hair because it's so nappy. Come on. Won't you just shave it all off and let them try again? Number three, whose baby is that? Breath so stinking, they bib smell worse than they pamper. You know what? That's horrible. That is horrible. Whose baby is that? Crawled around in their kneecaps, look like charcoal briskets. You know y'all have seen them babies with the kneecaps. They look like black rocks, okay? Cracks in them. Come on now. Come on. Get your baby off the floor. Put them on some knee pads. Whose baby is that? Mick mustache sport. Come on now. That means you ain't washing the baby face. You nasty. You make your baby nasty. Whose baby is that? Belly button look like a walnut. Yeah, I know y'all done seen that one baby's belly button that looked just like a walnut. You know what? Whose baby is that? Eyes so cross. When they cry, all the tears run down in a single file line. You know the baby eyes got to be really cross if the tears fall the straight line down their face. Whose baby is that? First of all, get that baby some glasses. And if you can, won't you take your baby and take them to the eye doctor and see if they can, like, pull the eyeballs apart. Come on now. Whose baby is that? The baby's so bow-legged, it looked like two boomerangs. Come on now. Baby walk looked like he just got off a horse. It don't make no sense now. If you don't bend that baby's legs and then rebend them and straighten them out, you got to snatch that baby up real quick and pull his legs. That's what you got to do. Whose baby is that? T so jacked up, he wearing dentures. I'm going to tell you right now, if you got a baby wearing dentures, it don't make no doggone sense. Okay? His baby teeth is terrible. And you just don't even get his baby teeth so terrible, you don't even give his regular child teeth no chance. That's horrible. Whose baby is that? So fat, 9 months, wearing an adult diaper. That's just too much. Quit feeding that baby, okay? You know what? You instead of formula, what you need to do, you need to put them on that Jenny Craig. I'm just saying. They ain't no free advertising for Jenny Craig. I'm just saying. Don't do that. Slim your baby up, okay? A waist trainer, something. Whose baby is that? Dried up snot on their face, look like they face cracking. Let me tell you something. I done seen some of them babies. I done seen them, okay? Okay? Snot all on their lip hanging off, just look like an icicle. Come on now. Whose baby is that? Clean your baby nose. Clean their face. Whose baby is that? Head so big, look like they neck about to give out. Y'all know y'all saying, and I ain't saying, and this is not, let me tell you something. This has nothing to do with race. But I've seen a baby that was, I ain't going to say what nationality or color he was, but he wasn't black, he wasn't Hispanic, he wasn't Asian. But that baby had a head so big, I'm telling you, it looked like a size 16 bowling ball on his neck. I was so scared that the baby neck was going to collapse under the pressure. Ooh-wee. If you don't, you know what, if you don't put that baby's head on a diet, anyway, whose baby is that? 7 months old with chest hair. Whose baby is that? 1 year old. And can't spell his name yet, but already trying to spell a cuss word. Whose baby is that? Got roaches crawling at their pamper. That's just nasty, and that's your fault. Whose baby is that? Ain't afraid of mice. Wait a minute. If you got a baby ain't afraid of mice, that's, you know what, that just says something about your house. Whose baby is that? Hair on their head look like burnt popcorn kernels. Whose baby is that? Hair so thin, look like cotton candy. Whose baby is that? Belch in your face and then smile like their breath don't stack. You're going to mess around and get your baby drops if I'm holding it. I wish you would blow that dragon in my face. Again, I want to be a blessing, not a curse. And the reason why I love doing this is because I just love helping people, because people really do need help. Now, look here. This next segment is one that's, it's near and dear to me. This is about the state of the church, because the church plays too much, y'all. There's just too much going on with the church, and honestly, I'm sick and I'm tired of it. I really am, because of the simple fact is the church has run amok. You got Christians going wild. It don't make no doggone sense. The church played too much. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of foolishness going on in the church, and y'all better stop it. God gonna get y'all, and it's horrible what you're doing. Quit playing with folks, with their life, with their spirituality, with their soul. The church played too much. Matter of fact, you might go to a church and play too much. It could be a family member going to a church that played too much, or a friend, a coworker, a stranger in the street, someone you see at your local grocery store, someone you see at the bank. But just somebody you pass as you walking through the park on a beautiful, hot, sunny day. I just, wait a minute. If you, man, okay. I'm sorry. I'm outside doing this show, and this dude just walked up to me with a knot. And before he could stab me, the knot melted. That's just how hot it is out here. Go on, man. Quit playing with me. Anyway, I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people when they at a church and just playing too much. You end up going to hell. Ain't no heaven in that. Anyway, if you don't recognize any of these in any of the churches that you've been to or heard about, that's because all of them are wrapped into your church. And you better get out of there. Because the church is playing too much. This is an example of how the church plays too much. Chicken dinners cost you $10. And it consists of 10 fish sticks and a spoonful of green beans. First of all, how's a fish plate 10 fish sticks? And you think I'm going to pay for this mess? Okay. Number two, the church played too much. The pastor is selling his prescription marijuana. The church played too much. They got metal detectors in the doors because they don't want nobody bringing nothing but paper money in. Ain't no change allowed in the church. Church played too much, y'all. Let me tell you what, the church played too much. Oh, my goodness. The church in the van for free was in charge to take you back home. The church paid too much. They got to pay to pray. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me they got to pay to pray? So if you don't pay them, they ain't praying for you. Wow. Wow. The church paid too much. Oh, this one right here, this goes right along with it. This goes right along with the pay for pray. The church paid too much. They pray for you. You write them a check. The check bounce, and then they curse you. Wait a minute. Come on. The church is playing too much. This one right here. Communion Sunday. The body and the blood consists of meatloaf. Wait a minute. You mean it? So the meat represents the body, and the tomato sauce represents the blood. You know what? That's the most ghetto. Y'all wonder why most people hit it straight to hell. The church played too much. And finally, this one right here, the church played too much. Women come up there to get prayer, and the pastor always want to put his hand on their chest and then one hand on their waist. Come on now. You let my wife come up there for prayer, and you didn't put your hand all on her, fell to her. Okay. All right, I'm going to lay these hands on you. The church is playing too much, okay? Now, let me tell you this. The church is playing too much because some of these churches got the pastor in the pulpit wearing eyeliner. The church played too much. The church is doing a check advance so you can pay your tithes and not wait on your check. The church played too much. The metal detectors are to make sure, again, ain't nobody bringing no knives in the church or guns in the church. You know what? That's a violent church. That's a violent church. Don't go in them doors if they got to run metal detectors in there to keep you from bringing weapons. I'm just saying. The church played too much. Handicapped parking spaces across the street. Come on now. These people are bad enough. They're in a wheelchair. Okay? The church played too much. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. They got a bump and grind ministry. The church played too much. They got a weed smoking area. The church played too much. They got a work release program teaching convicts how to repair DVD players. Ain't nobody got no DVD player no more. Really? That's a useless crap. The church played too much. They're selling T-shirts that read, "Trump, that's my nick." You know what? The church is playing too much, y'all. Y'all need to quit going to some of these churches because it's just horrible, okay? Now, this next segment, I tell you what, this is one of the staples of the Sunday when that's going to be great. Because this is the I'm a thug segment. You know what? I will admit it. I got a little thug in me. I mean, now and then, I think thuggish thoughts make me want to do thuggish things. But I don't act on them thuggish things because I'm yet trying to be better. I'm going to tell you what, there's a lot of thugs out here. You're living wrong. Tupac lied to you. Heaven ain't got no ghetto. Hell, dude, you know what they call it? That's what they call it. Hell. You know what? You could be the thug, your thug. Could be a family member. Could be a co-worker. Could be a stranger on the street. Could be somebody you see at your local grocery store, at the bank. Somebody you pass as you're walking through the park on a hot, sunny day. I just believe it's our duty to point out the people that's living the thug life and tell them, hey, quit thugging out here, okay? There's better things for you to do with your life than to be thugging. Now, let me tell you something. If you don't recognize any of these in anybody you know, that's because you are the biggest thug in the world, and you better change your ways. Here it is. I'm helping y'all out tonight. Number one, I'm a thug. I got a fake gold tooth with a real cavity in it. So that's a thug right there. You got a fake tooth with a real cavity in it? How nasty must your mouth be to have a real cavity live in a fake tooth? Wow, thug. I went to church and walked up to the Jesus on the cross and started tickling his feet. Coochie, coochie, coochie. Let me tell you something. If Jesus would have moved, I'm telling you, it would have been a problem. I'd have ran up out of the church. But that's a thug right there. That's a thug right there. Leave him alone. The man just laying up there, man, representing, man, how he didn't die for our sins. Quit messing with people. The church play too much now. But see, that's me. I'm a thug. This is what I do. I go around fighting police dogs. For what? That's stupid. Why would you fight a police dog? Okay, but that is a thug. I'm a thug. I call 911 for somebody to co-sign for me a car. You know what? That's a thug. I'm a thug. A thug is stupid. And they don't think. I'm a thug. I pull people's face mask off and cough it and put it right back on their face. Yeah, that's dangerous too. I'm a thug. I wash my do-rag in my grandma's dishwasher. You know what? That is a thug. I'm a thug. When I was young, I stole free cheese. I'm a thug. I ran away from home when I was 37 years old. You ran away from home when you was 37 years old. And that makes you, well, that is kind of a thug, because thugs will live with their mama forever. I'm a thug. I'm turned sideways in my driver's license picture. What the? You know what? Yeah, that's your profile shot. You used to that pose, ain't you? I'm a thug. I got a tattoo of my ex on the bottom of my feet so I can continue to walk all over. Yeah. Finally, I'm a thug. This one right here, y'all. This is a thug, but this right here is controversial, y'all. I don't know if I agree with this one, but this is a thug. I'm a thug. When I heard Rush Limbaugh was sick, and he might have cancer, I said, wow, somebody passed the green beans. Oh, wait a minute now. Quit playing with folks, man. Let me tell you something now. People, y'all better quit being mean to people. And this is a side note. You know what? A lot of nastiness out here. A lot of hatred out here. A lot of lines have been drawn. Okay? A lot of hate out here for no doggone reason. Hating people for the way they look, the way they dress, the color of their skin, their nationality. Okay? Quit that. Y'all better quit that. God ain't playing with people no more. He ain't playing with y'all. You know what? I learned a very valuable lesson 2 days ago. I was in a grocery store. I sure was. I ain't going to say which grocery store because I didn't want to give them no free advertising. But I was in a grocery store, and I was at the fruit section, and I just happened to be sampling grapes. Now, I was sampling grapes. That's all I was doing because I was going to buy them, but I had to sample them first. Now, I sampled maybe not one or 200 of them. All of a sudden, from the back, the manager came, grabbed me, wrestling me, threw me out of the store. Tell me, don't you come in here no more. Let me tell you something. At the end of the day, it's just grapes. It's just grapes, y'all. It was just grapes. I can see if I was just standing there drinking all the Red Bull, trying to get hyped up so I could rob the place. But it's just grapes. It's just too much hate in the world. It's just grapes. Now we finally come to the part of the show where I give y'all a little dose of Jesus, just a little bit of God. I give you a little bit of religion. For now, it's time for the church announcements. And I'm telling you right now, I'm going to say this. The church has been making remarkable strides over the last couple of days. We have added more members in the last couple of, well, I won't say members, but our attendance has been up almost, we've seen an increase of about 40% to 50% in the last, from last Sunday to this Sunday, we've seen our attendance go up by about 40% to 50%. Now, granted, Mother Jenkins brought roaches with her. But you know what? We'll count anything at this point. It's all a tax write-off. We invite you to join us as we get our praise on, for we are the Jesus Take the Wheel, I Got the Gas Baptist Church. I'm going to tell you right now, we are small in number, but we're growing. And we are big in faith. I'm going to say it again. We are small in number, but we are big in faith. The reason why I like to do church announcements because I want to make sure everybody is tuned in, locked in on one accord. Everybody's on the same page. There's no saint left behind. I like to do the church announcements for individuals that may not have been able to attend the in-person sanctuary service or don't have access to the internet, so they can't watch us as we stream live. That's for the sick and the shut it up in. Also like to do the church announcements for individuals that may have been in the in-person sanctuary service or may have been watching us as we stream live but missed some parts or all of the announcements because, quite frankly, they was busy paying attention to things they should not have been paying attention to. The next time I hear somebody whisper about how nappy my granddaughter's hair is, it's going to be a problem. Her hair is not nappy. It's just naturally kinked. Okay? It's naturally kinked. Let me tell you something. That's family right now. That's, look, I will, you know what? I would take this cross necklace off, and we'll fight. I don't play about my family. I do not play about my family. Say something else again, and see if don't it be a real life physical laying of the hands, a fist to face. Anyway, and that's number one. Mother Lucille is asking for prayer for her grandson, Antonio, who got locked up for drugs and is facing several years. And the church can do that. Mother Lucille, he was definitely going to be in our prayers. But don't ask for no money, okay, because we not posting bail, okay? We ain't putting nothing on no books unless it's the church books. On a side note, I guess that means I'm going to have to find me a new weed man. Announcement number two. Next person falling out loud laughs is going to get their face spinning. I'm going to show you disrespect. This is nasty. And then the son is going to have the nerve to walk past me, fart, and then give. And it was bad enough that it was loud, but apparently he had on baby powder, and so it looked like his engine was blowing up. Anyway, that's number three. The baptismal pool, I repeat, the baptismal pool is not a bathtub. It cleans your spirit, not your body. Please wash up before you have God wash your sins away. Okay? Finally, we come to the part of the announcements that I always look forward to, not looking forward to, for it is the announcement of the Business Fund Total. As you know, the Business Fund Total, it offers a little bit of everything: intrigue, humor, horror, adventure, but most of all, unpredictability. As of today, the Business Fund has raised, and I quote, my blood pressure. That is a true statement. Well, you all, I want to thank you for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And I'm telling you, like I always do, I'm a prayer staff. So I ask you, please, all hears about, all eyes are closed. Unless, of course, you're blind. Then it really don't matter. I mean, seriously, really, for real. Wow. Oh, Lord. We thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. We thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for making a way out of no way. What way is that? The other way. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty. I object. Overruled. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. Hey, man, you better take that over there, dude. Because if I catch something, you're going to catch the left hook. But most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone, for loving us more than we can love you or even ourselves. That continues to hold us close to your bosom, shielding us from all hurt, harm, and danger, protecting us from the evil vices of this world. And we will be forever mindful to give you the honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You guys be blessed and not stressed, and I miss you already. And let me tell you something. If you don't know nothing in life, just know this. God loves you, and so I think that you are. You guys take care. I'll see you next Sunday with more nuts, with more Dre Y, because I'm a little hungry. I'm eating a little bite, put on just a little bit of weight. You guys take care.
I'm going to be out of sin. Look at yourself in the mirror. Look at yourself in the mirror.
Boy, you baby, you big.
I love you, boy. You like what you see?
I love you, Kenny.
Love yourself.
It's David Benton.
Love yourself.
Let's go beyond the fence.
I love you.
Yeah.
It's for my killers, gangbangers, gang slingers, chain danglers, game changers, wing fingers, pill takers, syrup drinking the great flavor. I repent, miss us again 8 days later. I stay praying, kind of been through the same danger. A great savior giving love to replace anger. Dirty feet, got from weed from across the street. Obviously, you want to be wild about speed. Cop the G, cock the heat, swearing out of G. Gotta need to hold your wings, fame not for free. Cop the key, conspiracy got me. Cop the police, had to realize inside prison, not for me. Went from hooping in college to moving narcotics. Bought me a deuce in the quarter to recouping a dollar. Now I'm shooting for knowledge while recouping my partners. You schooling the Bible like you are a scholar. I never give up on you, salute to the you. You shoot, he shoot, usually everybody lose. The proof is the eulogy of cell 22. MQ, been the feds, re-pursuing true. Religious views, got it divided in the pews. Christ is the king of the Jews, you got a right to choose. I got a right to change, had to rewrite my name. My mind frame has changed, now I don't fight the same. Stand there for women and protect and serve. Respect and serve, more than being blessed with curves. Salute to the father, spending the old check from work. Girl, focus on child support, don't even respect your work. She on a second birth, relationship was just sex. What's next? Now you gotta take a blood test. Enough stress, now you smoking a pack a day. Relax and pray, hold my wings, you about to fly away. That 90s flow.
Take it back.
Yeah. This American nation, full of fakers, drug dealers, and rapists, thug killers, and racists. Operated by sin, dominated by hatred. It's a struggle to make it, so we hustle and take it. Love a brother who said it, do it cause it's steady. Stress is with you if you let it, better than sweaty for hell. Even though it's hard to forget it, do you get it, they got it. Governors killing my body, stealing my wallet. War costs millions of dollars, he's an imposter. Gotta be smart in this war, president. What he's starting it for, he is talking to y'all. They need no love with the citizens or children who innocent. Malnutrition is killing them. My feelings is hurt. That's why I'm willing to work. When you visit the hearse, it's when you live in the dirt. So while I'm living on earth, I will do my part for this nation. Hold my fist tight, even in a tight situation, cause I believe in you. Yeah.